USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I spoke with her when I heard they were closing, and I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors.
President Trump discussing a phone call he says he had with GM CEO Mary Barra after the automaker announces it's closing five plants in the U.S. and Canada and shedding nearly 15,000 jobs.
We don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else, and I was very tough.
GM says it's a response to changing consumer tastes, and it's hoping to put focus on future production of autonomous and electric vehicles. Cyber Monday heading for an all-time record, it appears, as U.S. shoppers were expected to spend a record $7.9 billion by the time it ended at midnight Pacific. By early last evening, sales were said to be up by 20% over last year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
President Trump making two stops yesterday in Mississippi, where today the state is holding a runoff for a U.S. Senate seat. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands, and frankly, if we didn't show them strength and a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border, if we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
An update on the campfire in Northern California. As we reported yesterday, it is fully contained, but the death toll has now risen to 88. More than 200 people listed as missing, and that fire destroyed over 18,000 homes and other buildings. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal judge is throwing out a lawsuit against President Trump's hotel near the White House. The judge yesterday dismissing that lawsuit that was filed last year by owners of the Cork Wine Bar, who claimed the Trump Hotel International has an unfair business advantage because it's affiliated with President Trump. They argue that Trump's influence made foreign leaders, lobbyists, and government officials more likely to book at his hotel. D.C. District Court Judge Richard Leon said in his ruling, quote, there are constitutional questions of profound weight and import lurking within this case. However, he added the restaurant owners failed to make a claim of unfair competition. Ohio is now the first state that will accept Bitcoin for tax payments. The state treasurer says they've launched OhioCrypto.com, a website where people can use cryptocurrency to pay. The state will charge a minimal fee to businesses using that method of payment. Bitcoin is currently the only currency accepted by the website. And there aren't as many offices throwing holiday parties this season. A new survey, 35% it finds, of American companies will not be throwing an office holiday party. The cancellations this year, not due to the economy, rather, but researchers saying it's a response to the Me Too movement. Then for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.